You're looking at your newspaper?
Yeah.
Hey, what good boy is getting in his seat?
You good fireman.
Sorry, good fireman. You're a fireman today, are you?
Mm.
Okay. Right, let's get your little strap around your tummy.
Yeah. Yes, that's a label.
I'm not a label, am I?
And fireman's son.
And you're a fireman's son? Right.
Yeah.
As long as I know who's who, that's all right.
Up in there.
The tape's up in there. No, it's the microphone. I put the microphone on top of the coat stand because...
What for?
Well, the cupboard that we used to have the microphones on has gone to Sister Eileen's house.
There.
And we need somewhere that's steady to put the microphone on, so I thought it would be quite good up there.
Well, I'm
going to
put in
these
gloves on.
You're putting gloves on? You're putting an envelope on your hand?
Yeah.
Look, the other microphone's up there.
Yeah, near a juicy fridge.
No, what's that mean?
And near a juicy fridge.
Well, it's the bottles of wine.
But I want to about current juice out of Mabel.
And what do you say?
Just please, out of Mabel.
That's better.
And I'll leave my gloves on. It's worn out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you can take them off, can't you?
Yeah, I
do. I
said to Mabel,
that's
only
but
orange juice.
I just want to see how you can send him out current juice. I'm sorry, I've got some orange. Will that do?
Cool, Ribena.
Well, it's Ribena two kind, orange. It's orange rather than black currant, but it's still made by Ribena.
It's beer, dirty beer. It's wine.
No, it's not dirty beer or wine. Wine is up there. Next to the microphone on the Welsh dresser, we've got wine.
It's wine there. That's my wine.
Well, yes, if you want wine, that's fine. Orange wine.
Yeah.
Good job to get the lid.
Yeah, Coca-Cola spills. Yeah.
I can't get the lid on the cup. I don't know why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's gone out, then my daddy take a top off. I drink it. Dinner time, didn't
he? Daddy took the top off at dinner time, did he, yesterday?
Yeah. I drink it.
On Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And what were you drinking, orange juice or Coca-Cola?
I was drinking Coca-Cola.
Were you?
Not in a beaker
like this. Well, I'll tell you why. Because with fizzy drinks like lemonade and Coca-Cola, if you try and put a lid on, all the bubbles make the lid go pop and it flies off in the air. So there's no point putting it on in the first place. That's why we usually give you Coca-Cola or lemonade in a glass with a straw if you're going to have that. Would you like Rice Krispies or cornflakes, Thomas? Mummy's having cornflakes. What would you like?
Christmas, Auntie Mabel.
You like Christmas? Would you like some milk with them?
No.
What did you say?
With please.
No, I'd yes please or no, thank you. Would you like milk?
No, thank you.
There you are, I'll get you a spoon. Our treasure? How's that? Nice.
I'm not a treasure.
Aren't you a treasure? You are. You're my little treasure.
I'm not a fireman's son.
Well, you can be fireman's son, but you're still mummy's little treasure.
No, mummy. You're like a maple.
Nothing. Well, you can be Auntie Mabel's little pot of treasure, can't you?
Okay.
If you want milk, if you change your mind, just let me know, won't you? Trying to work out what we've got in the fridge, Thomas. It smells very strong. Onions. Can't tell what it is.
from a small ice strawberry.
Oh, we have some strawberries in the fridge.
I want some.
Well, after you've eaten your cereal, we'll have some strawberries. How's that?
I want some. I want them, Mabel.
Yeah? Well, again, what do you say, Tom?
Just please, Tom. I'm a fan of Sam, I'm a fan of Sam.
You're not a fan of Sam, you're a fan of Sam?
Yeah. Yes, I am. That's my hammer. Bang something down.
No, that's a teaspoon, Thomas. If you start banging with it, you'll be in trouble because remember what happened.
It's a teaspoon.
It is a teaspoon. It's a spoon to eat your cereal on.
It's not. It's a dirty cereal
spoon. That's a dirty teaspoon. I've just got it out of the drawer. It's perfectly clean.
I can't get it off that. Look.
I'm going to have cornflakes, Thomas. Mm. I think I'll have milk with mine. Is the juice nice?
Yes, that's a maple.
Are you very thirsty this morning?
Yes, Auntie Mabel. Yes, I am, Auntie Mabel. I'm not from somewhere. We are Auntie Finland, Sam. Yep, that's the bowl of this. A beer, you. This is me, too.
There we are.
A beer, you. Me and you.
I'll come and sit next to you, Thomas.
Yes, Auntie Mabel. That's my glove.
Well, we'll pop it there. You don't need your gloves when you're eating breakfast.
No, I need my glove back. It's not on your chair. I need to drop my chair.
You don't need gloves on when you're eating cereal.
Oh, I need it right here.
No, you don't.
Yes, I am. It's mine. It's my glove. Yes.
What do you say?
It's me's.
Don't cry. Don't get upset. Thomas.
Well, not Thomas, I'm Simon Sam.
Well, Simon Sam doesn't cry, does he?
Yeah.
He doesn't. Yeah. I've never seen Simon Sam cry. What makes Simon Sam cry?
That Auntie Mabel's seed soup and grandad put Simon Sam.
Pardon, Thomas. What did you say?
Fireman Sam's
pardon's
on alert.
Fireman Sam's?
Tommy's on alert.
Fireman Sam's Tommy's on alert?
Yeah.
What do you mean Fireman Sam's Tommy's on alert?
Thomas smacked him.
Thomas smacked him?
No, Fireman Sam smacked our children.
Fireman Sam smacked some children? Why did Fireman Sam smack some children?
So bash his beer, Fireman Sam's.
They bashed what?
Fireman Sam's beer.
But some children bash Fireman Sam's beer.
Yeah.
So he smacked them. Mm. Where have you seen this?
And then on the telly.
On the television?
Yes.
Are you sure it was Fireman Sam you were watching and not something like London's Burning?
London's Burning.
It doesn't really sound like Fireman Sam to me, Thomas.
Fireman Sam.
No, I'm talking about the television programme. Was it definitely Fireman Sam?
Yes, it is. I got Fireman Sam.
Thomas, will you eat your cereal, please?
Yeah. Fine.
Come on. Hang
on. No! Look over there. Oh, dear.
You're in a very ratty mood this morning.
What's I'm not a ratty mood.
What's the matter with you?
I'm not a ratty mood. Fireman Sam on my wrist.
You're Fireman Sam on your best? Well, you're not the smiley, cheerful little boy I normally have to eat breakfast with.
Look.
Yes, fold that letter. You're folding the letter up? I thought it was a pair of gloves.
Yes, it is a pair of gloves. Fold it. Next minute. Yep, I'll fold it up. Yep. excellent.
Would you like milk on to make them go snap, crackle and pop?
Yeah. Milk
on
now.
No, it isn't. No, Rice Krispies only go snap, crackle and pop when you put some milk on.
Well, yeah.
Right, we'll pop a little drop on and then you listen. Mix the milk in a little bit, and then you'll be able to listen to you. They're a little bit easier to swallow, Thomas, when they have milk, aren't they?
This dad says I'm sick.
Pardon?
This dad goes sick on the pavement.
Who's been sick on the pavement?
Thomas.
When? When were you sick on the pavement?
On Friday.
On Friday? Well, I don't know about you being sick on the pavement, so I mustn't think I would. Because I was with you on Friday all day.
It's Friday now, and dustmen are coming.
No, it's not Friday, and dustmen don't come on Fridays, they come on Mondays.
It's Monday.
No, it's not Monday.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me, what day do you think it is?
I think it's Dustbin Monday.
Oh, I'm very sorry, it isn't Dustbin Monday now.
Dustbin Monday. Dustbin Monday.
What day does Mummy go to choir, to work?
Well, choir.
I said choir by mistake, choir's Tuesday. What day does Mummy go to work?
No, that is Mummy's on choir later.
Mummy goes to work on Wednesdays. Mm. Mummy's going to work.
Not Nina.
Oh, no, Nina. Oh, you're talking about the Sunday I went to work. And Daddy took Steady. Yeah. That's it.
So don't
try talking to him. Just put your head forward. Just put your head forward. Let Mummy just tap you on the back. You're all right. Shh, shh, shh.
Some bones.
Some bones in it, are there? It's because you're talking and you're drinking. Oh, you've gone very red face. Are you all right?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Oh, dear. Now you're putting it on now. Aren't you? You genuinely coughed at the beginning and now you're just doing you're giggling away. You giggly boy.
I'm really fine, Mans.
You feeling better?
No.
No, we were saying you're talking about the Sunday when we had to go to work and Daddy was looking after you, but it was a really nice day.
And Nina.
So Daddy took you to Grandma and Grandad's for the afternoon and Nina went along as well, didn't she?
Yeah, I took this and then I'm back in sleep.
Yeah. It was a nice day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And poor Mummy was working.
Want to go too.
I did want to go, yes, because it was a beautiful day and I was stuck in an office. It was a perfect day, lots of sunshine, it was beautiful. It's always
Mom's
a nice
day. Crying.
Well, I didn't cry, but I was a little bit sad I couldn't go. And it's always a nice day when I work. Every week it's beautiful, the day I work. It doesn't matter whether I work on a Wednesday or a Sunday or whenever. Are you hiding that letter?
That's my glove.
It's your glove. Are you hiding your gloves?
Yeah.
I wish you'd eat your breakfast, Thomas.
Yeah. Sunday, I had some fruit on strawberries.
Well, I was going to get you some strawberries, because I can't get them until you've eaten your Rice Krispies.
Yeah. our children, our brothers and my dad's beer.
I enjoyed that. Can you hear it?
No, it's helicopter.
Is it a helicopter?
Yeah. Zin! Helicopter goes zin! Helicopter, as you may know, helicopter still zin!
I don't understand what you mean, Thomas.
Zin!
Helicopter goes zin?
Mm.
What's that mean?
Like sausages.
Helicopter go something like sausages. What are you talking about?
Helicopter goes zing. Play my Thomas Dunkin' thing.
Well, no. Have some Rice Krispies.
No thanks.
Well, then you can have something else, and you can get dressed.
I need that. I need that train.
Which one? A little Lego train?
Yep.
Well, if I get it, please, will you eat some breakfast?
Yeah.
Go on, just a mouthful.
You
have a mouthful.
Live there.
No, you have a mouthful. No. And I'll get the train. Oh, well, no train.
Yes, I need this train.
Well, Thomas, I need you to eat your breakfast.
Sorry. Not a meal.
Birdie eats breakfast, and Auntie Mabel's dog, Pippa, that he eats breakfast, or she eats breakfast.
I don't need lots of carriages.
No, you don't need lots of carriages.
Just two carriages. That's the front. That's the trailer horse.
That's the front, that's the trailer, with a horse in it, yeah.
Oh, you're sitting on platform six.
I'll sit on the platform. I'm just making some toast at the moment, so I need to keep near the cooker. So we don't have a very good success rate with making toast, do we? We all seem to be on fire.
Mum, Mr. Train on the trailer.
Oh dear, never mind. I'll get it the next time around.
It's Monday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, perhaps I'll catch the train on Tuesday or Wednesday.
It's Tuesday.
Is it?
You missed the train. Train's the dock.
We haven't got any time to go next Tuesday, have we?
No, you learn. Monday's Tuesday. And you learn's poorly.
No, Julian is the man who does the music group. We've not gone to music group for a long time because, yes, Julian's poorly. So we haven't been doing that on a Friday.
Poorly feet are Julian cocked.
He's got a poorly voice, hasn't he? A poorly throat. And he can't sing. He's got to rest his voice. It's very important for a singer. And he's got a poorly throat to rest.
Julian needs a sweetie.
Does he need a sweetie to cheer him up?
Yeah.
Oh, he probably does, doesn't he?
Yeah. About a mint.
What about a mint? Yes, I'm sure he sucks lots of mints. But there's no toddler group next Tuesday because it's half term.
Yeah. Go sit in the chair. A train go past. Another train stop. And Thomas Skankage and stop driver. And you're not missed it.
Well, I'll be along in a moment. I think Demetra might be coming next Tuesday afternoon. She's on holiday, isn't she, this week?
You missed the train.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Will there be another train in a few minutes, train driver?
Yeah.
Oh well, I'll catch that then. I'm putting jam on this toast, Thomas. Is that what you want?
No, I don't need it. I'm just playing my train.
No, darling, but you've still got to eat. You must eat something. usually use this if I put Marmite on, don't you?
And jam.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll do one slice with Marmite, one slice with jam, and then we'll each have one of each.
Mine, not even.
Oh no, what's something is we could, yes, you can eat it, but we'll each have one slice of Marmite and one slice with jam.
Oh, thank you, Auntie Mabel.
That's quite all right, Thomas.
I find some light and toast of jam and sea soup.
You've got a beautiful white sleep suit on. Bet this isn't white when you've finished eating this.
Look, Jim's falling over.
The train's falling over? Yeah. How's that happen?
And on my jumper.
There you are, darling.
Thanks. Oh, thanks. Oh, I love that.
One with Marmite, one with jam. You thought you'd lost it?
Yeah, put it over here. Put my train first.
Oh no, Thomas, come along, it is breakfast time. We've got to be quick. We've got to be quick this morning, because as soon as we finish this, I need you changed. Washed, nappy changed and dressed, because Mummy's got to go out.
Pass the train, that's the train on the trailer. It's Jimmy.
I think the train driver and the horse would like something to eat.
Uh-oh!
That poor train driver, I mean, he's been driving round and round all morning. It's time he had a little break, don't you?
Turn on the track and stop the pavement. Stop the track.
Stop on the pavement, is he?
Thank you. So come over at first.
That's right. Was that the sound of the train stopping? That pshh.
Going
now,
he finishes breakfast.
Oh, Thomas, he hasn't had any, he's not got out of his cab.
He's finished it. Yes, he's finished it. I go now. See you in the morning, Gladiator. Mother makes out. It's going. It's going. No, no, no!
Why is he saying no, no, no?
The passenger's going push, push.
The passenger's going push, push? What do you mean?
Going tank engine characters.
Oh, one of the Thomas the Tank Engine characters?
Yes.
Which character?
Gordon pushed.
Hmm.
Gordon's got a trailer full of horses in it.
Oh, the horse is lovely. Well, the horse is really, really hungry. The horse says he can't understand people who don't eat breakfast. I wish Thomas would eat breakfast. I do as well, horse. I think he's a bit silly. But do you know what's going to happen, horse? Yes, he's going to be very, very hungry later on in the day. And guess what, horse? When he says he's hungry, nobody's going to give him anything and his tummy will be rumbling and it'll seem such a long time to lunchtime, won't it? Yes, it will.
Yeah, your house with it. Yeah. Okay. Mummy, eat your breakfast.
Well, did you hear that, Thomas? Mummy and the horse were having a conversation and the horse thinks you should eat something. But you're going to be hungry later on, aren't you?
Horse is crying now.
The horse is crying? Oh, he's probably very upset. He's worried for you. He's worried what's going to happen if you haven't eaten.
He's having a sleep.
Is he having a sleep?
Thank you for my tears. Thank you for wiping it.
Have you wiped his tears because he was crying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And he thanked you for wiping them? Oh, that's very sweet. You've given him a kiss as well.
I go now. It's in the morning, Galileo, Thomas and Bobby. Annoying. It's in the morning, woo, woo. This is golden. Golden's fallen down.
Is the horse called Gordon?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was the trailer, like Thomas the Tank Engine character Gordon. I thought it was the trailer that was Gordon. We haven't really given the horse a name before, have we? The little Lego cat is called Purdy, like our pussycat, isn't it? Because your friends Molly and Francis bought you that one year for your birthday or Christmas, I can't remember now. And they bought it because the Duplo box said Purdy the cat. Well, they bought it because they knew that our pussy cat was called Purdy.
And a curry, Mummy.
Oh, the horse wants a curry. Yes, I like the horse. The horse and I have had a very, very nice conversation this morning. He's, no, he's not. No, the horse is asking if Thomas has eaten his breakfast. No, horse, he's not. He's a silly billy, isn't he? Because he's going to be hungry later on. No. Oh, the horse is galloping. Galloping, 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 galloping. Oh, he's found some breakfast here. It's Marmite and jam and toast. Oops, he's pushing it. He's pushing it nearer Thomas.
That's my breakfast,
yeah? Yes, that's your breakfast. Look here, he's brought it specially for you. Isn't it on a nice plate?
Yes.
It's not on your normal plate, it's on a pot plate. A pot.
Pick my finger, a green,
stop. Oh, Thomas, now he's dirty now.
Yeah. Thanks.
Shall I go wipe him? The horse really wants you to eat that because he's eaten already, he's full.
Yeah, you're bitter now.
No, he's full, yes, he's had his breakfast. He brought the plate up to you so that you would eat. He's going to just sit there and just watch. Just see how much you can eat. He wants to see if you can eat as much toast as he ate a little while ago. Because horses have very big appetites. They eat a lot. There's an expression, Thomas, where people say, I'm as hungry as a horse. And that means, oh, their tummy's really, really rumbling and they're hungry and they could eat ever such a lot.
The horse is sick. Up.
Oh, no, the horse isn't sick. No, yeah. No.
Yes, it is. It's pooed.
Oh, Thomas, he hasn't.
Yes, it is. I'm going in between now.
He's still going to keep checking up on you to see how much you've eaten.
I'm going now. See you in the morning. Get it later. Skulk. Skulk now.
Is it dark? Is it night time?
Yeah.
He'll be going home for sleep then, is he?
Thanks. Unsleep on the road. Okay?
I can't believe, Thomas, that a whole day has passed and it's now night time and you still haven't finished that piece of toast.
That's not very nice. With your jam.
Oh, that is a good boy, Thomas. The horse will be so pleased when he sees you eating it. Mummy's quite tired today.
Ha! I'm big tired!
That's a little noisy. You're tired today.
I'm a clown. I do silly dances.
You're a clown doing silly dances, are you? Where have you seen a clown doing silly dances?
On the pavement.
On the pavement?
Yeah.
Do you mean outside or when you've been in Stockport shopping?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen any clowns doing silly dances on the pavement. Were you with Nana and Granda?
Nana.
And did you stand and watch them? What were they doing?
Putting up his head.
What were they doing, darling?
I got some monkeys just for you, brother.
I asked you a question and I couldn't tell what you said because you had a mouthful of toast. What were the clowns doing, Thomas, on the pavement?
Pumping head.
Bumping their heads?
Yeah. Patting heads.
Oh, patting. Patting heads. Patting their heads. Were they collecting money for a charity, do you know?
Yeah. Oh. I saw something. I'm galloping.
Oh, the horse is galloping now to see if I've eaten my food. I've got one slice of toast left. Would you like the jam rond?
Don't like jam rond.
You've got one, right. You've eaten the slice of the jam rond. You've just got the Marmite one to eat yet.
I'm looking near my food. Damn it. This is the trailer. No, that's not the trailer. It's a trailer lens. This is a skip lorry.
It's a skip lorry now, is it? The train. You've taken the trail apart off the back of the train and you've put it onto the one of the carriages and you're pretending it's a skip. It looks like a skip. It's bright yellow, isn't it?
So it is a skip. It's got a big train's back, that thing. No horse. Anyway, I go down and chewing on it.
What are you going to put in the skip?
I'm going to put where?
No. That's not nice, is it? Are you sure you're warm enough without your dressing gown? Because it's not all warm this morning, is it? It's a daisy.
It's warm.
You're warm enough, are you? That's all right then. What's happened to the horse? He's lying down. Has he fallen over or is he having a sleep?
Having a sleep. Put his head down. Yep. Yeah, I'm not here. That thing is you're called Billy Songier, Mummy.
Pardon?
No, you're called Billy Songier.
I'm called Bella.
Bella Songier.
Bella Songier? Bella Songier?
Yeah, Bella. Yeah, yeah.
Songier, as in Isabella's mummy. Oh, that's a funny name, isn't it, Bella Sonia?
Look, it's a breakdown lorry.
It's a breakdown lorry, is it now? It's very versatile, that train. It does a lot of things.
It's got a poly car on it.
Oh, it has, hasn't it? If it's a breakdown lorry, that's right. Because it transports poorly cars, doesn't it, between the road and the garage. Is it on its way to the garage to be mended?
Yeah.
That'll soon make it better, won't they?
It's chewing all the way. It's sliding down.
Yes, it's fallen off, hasn't it?
It's chewing away. Yeah.
Is it being towed away? Car's being towed.
That's the big down lorry.
Sometimes they're towed, and other times they're carried on a car transporter, aren't they?
I'm broken. That's the breakdown lorry stopped. It's spitting out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's ready to go.
It's ready to go. It sounds in fine form now, Thomas, doesn't it? Was she going to eat another piece of toast?
No. Nope.
Well, I was just about to do some strawberries because I can't do that if we've still got food on the table. You eat the other slice of toast, Thomas, and I shall get some strawberries.
Oh, sorry.
It's not a full slice, it's only half a slice. The sun's just peeping through. Can you see over at Sue's house? The sun on the side of the house.
Sun's peeping.
The sun's peeping through, isn't it? The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out to play. We've got some very pretty spring flowers, haven't we? I keep meaning to get Daddy to take me to the place where I can buy some more. And we could put all the pretty flowers in the tubs. Because it's soon going to be, well, it's spring, and then it'll be summer.
What did you bring? I need a dustbin already.
You need a dustbin already, don't you?
Yeah, collect all that rubbish.
Oh, gosh, I should have got a lot of rubbish, haven't you? You eat that piece of toast, I will get you a dustbin lorry, Thomas.
And I need to.
Well, would you like a strawberry instead?
Yeah, and my dustbin lorry.
All right, well, let's have the strawberry first.
Okay.
I don't mind the Lego train because we can easily wash that. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Here we go. Whoops, good boy, aren't you?
No, good fireman.
Oh, good fireman, are you?
Thank you, so good for my shoes.
Scarf on, he's going to put his hat on. He probably will have his scarf. Do you want to sing it?
I can't remember it.
You can't remember it?
No.
Well, I haven't told you the tune yet, have I? I've only said it. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out to play. Or today, I can't quite remember what it is. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming up to play. Now we'll all be happy. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat
on. Sun is happy. Hip, hooray.
Pardon?
Sun's got his hat on and he's rolling up his nose.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today.
Yeah, now with strawberries on his nose.
With strawberries on his nose. Now we'll all be happy. Hip, 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 hooray.
Nose on his strawberry.
Hat on and he's coming out today.
Strawberries on his nose. Nose up, pull your nose up, like a strawberry.
I wonder, while we've been singing that song, the sun's completely disappeared again, hasn't it?
Yes.
Oh dear, we must have frightened the sun and it's gone back in hiding. It's gone away.
It's turned away. It's disappeared.
Disappeared, that's right. It's disappeared, Thomas. It was here, but now it's gone.
Show you again now, Mummy.
Pardon?
Sing that something.
Sing that something?
Yeah.
Well, you sing it with me.
Just you.
Just me. I'm not sure of the words, really. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out to play. Now we'll all be happy. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out today. Grandma knows the words, but Mummy doesn't. Grandma Bilby would be able to sing it too, because she used to sing it to me when I was little.
Look, it's a lantern.
Little lantern? It's the way Mummy's cut the strawberry. This is quite like a triangle, but not quite, is it?
Oh,
you think it's like a lantern? The sort of lanterns that we saw at Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you remember the neighbour's garage that had all those lanterns going towards Linda
and Charlotte's
house?
Yeah.
It had lanterns.
Our kids go for Christmas sit there.
Pardon?
For Christmas sit there.
Father Christmas can sit there? In the rocking chair?
No. The floor.
On the floor. Oh, sorry, it was just you were pointing to the rocking chair when you said Father Christmas sit there. Well, Father Christmas won't be coming now for a long time, will he?
No, I just see him on the stair.
You just saw him there, did you? On the floor?
No. In Tesco.
In Tesco?
Hmm?
You saw Father Christmas in Tesco sitting on the floor?
Well.
Oh.
Then it's now just Christmas, Father Christmas sitting in Tesco.
Before Christmas, you saw Father Christmas sitting in Tesco? Right. Did he have a lantern with him?
No.
Oh, sorry, it was just we were talking about lanterns. This telephone.
Nima, just be lonely.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll clip all that rubbish.
Yes, where's your toast gone? Have you eaten it while I've been on the telephone?
Yeah.
Oh, you clean leather boy. Do you know who that was on the phone?
Sonia.
It was Sonia, wasn't it?
Was Isabel all right?
Isabel's fine. Yes, Sonia rang to see if we wanted to do something today, but we can't really come because Mummy's going to work. But we'll see them tomorrow.
Yeah, no Friday.
Well, we might see them Friday as well, but we'll see them tomorrow, definitely. Definitely tomorrow afternoon. We've got to go to the university, actually, to do a video.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, and you too. 2:30, you're coming along as well.
We've just been on. A big toy dispenser.
Oops, you'd like the big toy dispenser, would you?
Uh-oh!
Oh, dear. I'm very, very proud of you for eating all that toast. Look, as a reward, there's another strawberry.
Oh, thank you,
that's
Vicky.
That's quite all right,
thank darling. You, Vicky.
I said, I'll get you a strawberry if you ate your toast when you have done, so. Good boy, aren't you? A good, good boy. Strawberry nice.
The devil one.
Are you going to give me one? Oh, thank you. Mmm, that's beautiful. That's how you feed horses.
Yeah, I want to be a horse.
You want to be a horse, do you? Mm. Oh, heck, Thomas, as if the house isn't crowded enough. I don't think I could cope with a horse inside.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. No, hey, hey is what they eat. They say nay, not hay.
No, no, hey.
No, horses eat hay and they say nay.
Nay. Snitzel.
What are you doing with your tongue?
Like a snake.
Like a snake? You're being a snake now. Oh, this house is soon going to be taken over with horses and snakes.
Like a big crocodile.
And a crocodile. What's that snap when the crocodile?
I want to be a crocodile.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want to be a lot of things in a day, Thomas. That's the song, isn't it? Two cheeky monkeys swinging in the trees, teasing the crocodiles. You can't catch me. Along came a crocodile as cheeky as can be, and snap went the crocodile. Oh dear me.
Gonna be one now.
Do you? Well, shall we do it again? Just don't put all those strawberries in at once. Look at your cheeks. You look like a chimpanzee with bulgy cheeks.
No one on the phone to be quick now. Cookie downstairs, Emily.
Yes.
I've got some two more strawberries.
Yes.
And sweet and it must and it want to be a crocodile.
Yeah.
It could be tea.
I've just seen Rachel and Louise walk past.
I can see her now.
Yes. You know Rachel who goes to toddler group?
Yeah.
Well, it's Louise who goes to toddler group with baby Rachel. I've just seen her walking past. She's probably going to see Joe and Becky. Because she's Joe's friend, isn't she, Rachel?
I want to see.
Well, no, she's gone past, honey. She was going very quickly. But Rachel and Becky are the same age, aren't they? They're quite a bit younger. We might see her on the way back, but she's about a year younger than you. And Rachel's get mixed up. Yes, Rachel's grandma is just down the road, isn't she? So perhaps they've gone to see grandma.
Baby Louise.
Baby Louise.
Baby Louise, yeah.
No, actually, Louise is the mother. It's Rachel that's the baby. I get mixed up. So she's probably gone to see Grandma, and then she's just nipped round to see Joe. She had a little one of friends. She's got a little pink coat on.
Bit different.
We must give Joe a ring, mustn't we? The phone's been twice this morning. Once it was Sonia, and once it was somebody else.
Snap!
Went the crocodile.
You say, oh gosh, crocodile.
Snap went the crocodile, oh gosh.
Crocodile said.
Yes. Yes, the crocodile did say that, didn't he?
It's a tiny one. Crocodile likes strawberries.
The crocodile likes strawberries, does he?
On the telly. It's getting hungry. Bound a big rubber, sir.
Yes. Have you had enough strawberries, Tom?
Yeah.
Would you like another?
I need to watch who got this strawberry. I'm going to hold that plate.
Shall we have the strawberry? Just this one.
I'm going to hold that plate.
There we are.
What an easy cup.
Do you like it cut up, would you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I gave you a tote because it's only a small strawberry, isn't it?
It's a break.
It's a break. Is it?
Yeah. This is chips. This is strawberries called chips. This is chips.
You think they're chips?
This is chips, yeah. Chip master.
A chip masher? Potato masher? Turning potatoes into mashed potatoes. Roger, badger. Are they nice?
Mm. Oh, it's rubbish. I just blur.
You're a dustbinlerin. You just happen to be picking up strawberries, don't you?
This is my favourite dustbinlerin.
Oh, the dustbin man's thrown all that rubbish in his dustbin wagon. Is that the noise he makes when all bags go in? You enjoyed those, didn't you? That does sound quite like a dustbin man, yes.
It's a dustbin lorry. Craning something on Mummy's hand.
It's craning something. Is this a dustbin lorry's craning something to Mummy's hand?
Yeah.
You've lifted up the coaster.
Mm.
And you've passed it to me, haven't you?
Mm.
Right.
Clever dustbin lorry.
It's a clever dustbin.
Anybody in it? Anybody in it? No. Everybody in it? Anybody there? Yeah, Austin. Anybody there? Anybody there? Anybody there? Anybody there?
Anybody there?
Yeah. No. Anybody there? No. Yeah. I'm going out. See you in the morning. So, I'm going in there. No, that's the dustbin noise. Oh, that's turned up here. No, that's the dustbin noise. That's the dustbin noise. That's the dustbin noise. No, that's mine. No, that's the dustbin noise. Look.
Yeah. I'm having a very big conversation with you, so why don't you tell us about dustbin noise?
I need my door just to help me.
You need it? Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean, darling, because as far as I know, we haven't got a toy dustbin noise. Shall I go and get something for you? Do you mean the little dumper truck?
Yeah.
Right.
I need a dustbin lorry.
Do you?
I need a dustbin lorry.
Okay.
Upside down, my sister. I need chocolates.
Do you?
Are you doing them all?
Well, we've got plenty of chocolates actually in the house left from Daisy from Christmas, haven't we? Because we had all those selection boxes.
Oh, there's some sweet.
Do you? Well, look, how about.
Not that sweet. It's sweet. Yeah, that's sweet.
Seeing as you've been a good boy, you ate your toast, your cereal.
I need to put it in there.
Okay.
Okay.
And then after breakfast, you can brush your teeth, can't you? How's that?
Okay. Sorry, all my dreams.
Sorry, all my dreams? What do you mean? Why are you apologising for your dreams? That lady's called Sister Eileen. Yes, Sister Eileen came. She brought you some chocolates, didn't she?
So are my dreams. Fan and Sam's characters.
Oh, is that something somebody in Fan and Sam say? Sorry about my dreams.
Yeah.
That's a very funny thing to say. I wonder what he means.
A funny lady.
Yeah. Funny lady.
That it can both swap lots of colour, not count. So you're my dreams.
What are you saying about a little girl with some colour?
Little boy.
Now be careful, don't you? Oh, excuse me. Oh, dear.
No, purple.
No, that's not purple, that's yellow. You've got two purple ones and one green one.
is purple.
Those are purple, yes, two purple sweets.
Well,
you can eat them, certainly, yes.
Those two.
Yes. You can eat both of those. And then I'd like you to finish that little drop of juice so that I can wash the beaker.
Oh, there's more in there.
Oh, no more light. No more now. No, no. You only can have a few each day. If you eat them all now, that's it, isn't it? You won't have any more.
No.
You're going to the dentist next Wednesday.
What?
The dentist might tell you not to eat a lot of sweets. You don't eat such a lot of sweets, actually.
You prefer fruit. There's not a lot in your teeth. Just me.
Just you. Yes, it's you. I've had mine checked. Daddy and you are going, and I'm going to go as well to see what happens. But it's Daddy's turn to visit the dentist, and you're going along as well. You've seen that programme, though, with Auntie Mabel and Pippin, haven't you? Pippin went to the vet, and the vet checked her teeth and said they were fine, and then Auntie Mabel went to the dentist, and they checked her teeth and said hers were fine, didn't they? Are you showing me your teeth now? Do you know who has really, really big teeth?
Crocodiles.
Well, crocodiles do. They have very sharp teeth. And when their jaw goes, snap! Oh, gosh, you've got to be careful. Mm-hmm. But do you know who else has very, very big teeth?
Yeah.
Horses.
Yeah.
If ever you see a horse and it has its mouth open, if it's yawning or going, poof, you look at its teeth and they're huge.
You'll be a doctor.
I'm going to be a doctor, am I?
Yeah. I want to be a people.
Oh, you want to be a people? Do you want to be a patient at my surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're showing me your teeth. Well, I think I should be a dentist rather than doctor if you're going to show me your teeth. We have a book upstairs, actually, called Going to the Dentist, which we read a very long time ago, which I think we ought to find it, bring it downstairs and read it again.
This is water. That's water.
What's water, darling?
This is water.
Oh, is it in your trailer?
Yeah.
The green and... green and yellow sweet. They're water, are they?
Yeah.
Where did that come from, the orange one?
My tummy.
I know it's going in your tummy because I didn't see it in the bowl originally. That must have sneaked out of the packet when I wasn't looking.
No, I got one this time. No, no sweets.
What did you say, darling?
It's going now.
Is it going now? The yellow sweet's going, is it?
Yeah.
Why is it gone?
My tummy.
In my tummy. You've only got one green sweet to go, haven't you? And you've eaten all those sweets. On the Teletubbies program, that's what the big bear says, is it? That's a funny noise.
Yeah.
Is that the bear, the big bear with the big brown hair, or whatever it is they say? The boy, the bear, the wooden bear goes along on a skateboard, doesn't he? Is that the bear you're talking about?
Look.
You wanted me to watch that sweetie go in your mouth?
It's gone now and I saw you watch it.
I saw it go in, yes. It's disappeared. Now please finish this little drop of juice for me.
There's no juice that's stuck in there.
Have you had a nice breakfast?
No.
No?
No, a dirty breakfast.
A dirty breakfast. I would have thought it was a fantastic breakfast with strawberries and sweeties.
No, and lemonade and Coca-Cola.
No, you didn't have lemonade and Coca-Cola and you're not going to have those, Thomas. Very, very occasionally you can have lemonade and Coca-Cola at lunchtime for a little treat.
It's a little treat.
But most of the time it's water and fruit juice.
No, I need a big fire engine.
Yeah,
I'm big. No, I need to just fill out
a link. All right, well, I think it's time to have a wash and get down.
No, no, thanks. I need a big dustbin and fireman stand, big ladder, and big bars and fireman.